We're about both 7.5 miles downwind, and we are in the prevailing wind pattern.
How long have you lived there?
More than 50 years.
So when you were moving to that area, was anything known or was anything told to you about the proximity?
No, that's it. The realtor was telling, we did look at properties up closer, and nobody said anything. Yeah.
And Bonnie, where do you live in Aloha? How long have you lived there?
About the same. We live very close to each other, and I've lived there 40 years.
When you were buying your house, what was your experience? Did anybody tell you?
We didn't know anything either. No.
There is still ongoing discussion about the health impacts of the Rocky Flats site. And of course, there's still a lot of debate because federal agencies want to open it up as a wildlife refuge. Folks like yourselves and other groups are desperately trying to raise awareness about the ongoing issues of contamination. As people who live downwind, has there been any studies done on what type of exposure you've had, whether there has been an increase in different illnesses? What exactly have you been participating in terms of studies?
Well, currently, the downwinders do have a public health survey, and it is from Metro State University, run by some nurses, and they got a grant. So that's ongoing now. People can still participate. They just want everybody who lived there, even if they moved away, they want to know who was there, you know, how old they were and what conditions they have. And so contact them because they have some preliminary results already.
Marion, when you were first buying your house 50 years ago, if you had known what was going on, would you have purchased in that area?
No. I was going to Jefferson County because I appreciate good schools. And I would have found another place in Jefferson County. Oh, yeah.
Have you ever thought of moving because of Rocky Flats?
Well, when I started finding out, my kids had already grown up and moved away.
And what about you, Bonnie? If you'd had information, how would it have impacted your major life decisions around where you lived?
We would not have moved there.
How do you feel about the fact that there are new houses being built, that there are potentially roads being built and trails being built, and not information being given out to new homeowners?
I'm scared for them.
I'm just heartbroken that people, I speak to people and they don't even know it existed. So we're having our monthly meetings the third Thursday. The lovely Trinity Presbyterian Church has opened it up to us for our meetings and put us on the calendar every third Thursday of every month. Yeah. And we're getting bumper stickers printed with Rocky Flats Right to Know and our website, rockyflatsrighttoknow.org. Since we haven't yet been successful at getting permanent signage, we're going to get the bumper stickers printed and just continue to tell people, please keep your kids away. It's not safe.